Speaking to us now is postdoctoral research fellow at James Cook University, Dr. Mason Campbell. Mason, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Rather intriguing one, this one. Do you think our perception of the animal kingdom, nature in general, has changed? Has humankind's sort of perception changed as we've become more and more, I guess you might say, civilized, more and more of us moving to cities and sort of these places where we don't see quite as much green, quite as much wild animals? Has our perception sort of shifted?
I definitely believe so. So in approximately 1800, there was about 3% of the people on Earth living in cities, and today it's about half of the people on Earth. So as you can imagine, there's a lot less people outside actually seeing nature and being exposed to it. So I'd say our perceptions are definitely shifting.
Are there some negative effects you would perceive as part of this shift?
Yeah, definitely. Some of the negative effects are that we just are disconnected between nature, and that often leads to sort of lack of interest in preserving it and conserving it.
And looking at some of these particular cases where we do see a danger presented by wild animals, as we say in Indonesia most recently, we saw this really horrible case with the 7-meter-long python. And here in Australia, we don't sort of have pythons, but we have a great deal of crocodiles. And every once in a while, you see somebody taken by a crocodile, often because they weren't taking a lot of precautions around these animals. Do we lose a sense of that relationship, that natural relationship of predators and prey?
Oh, I definitely think so. So a lot of the cases of people being taken by, say, crocodiles up here in far north Queensland are cases of people who are not from the region, and they'll be doing something that probably doesn't put them in the best position. For instance, walking in the dark on the beach in the water was one of the most recent people taken. And that's just something you probably shouldn't be doing when there's an animal that's large enough to take you. So I think it's just that isolation and being aware of what a predator can do and where they live and what they might be able to do to you if you're not careful, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And even on the flip side of that, I mean, we talked about the case of the little dog that was seen most recently. There's this footage that came out of the little dog doing its little trick where it would go up to this crocodile lying by the bank of the river and taunt it. And for years and years, the crocodile had retreated. A lot of people were kind of outraged about the dog owners in this situation and the way they had just allowed this dog to taunt the crocodile right up until the time the crocodile had enough. Was there a kind of overconfidence? Can there be a kind of overconfidence about anticipating a wild animal's motivations and behaviour?
I personally would say yes. I've come into contact with quite a few snake catchers whilst working up here, and there's many of them who've been bitten, and they say you sort of have to respect those animals because they are wild. You often don't know what they're going to do. It's hard to anticipate what their behaviour might be like, so it is easy to become sort of habituated to their behaviours, but that doesn't mean that they won't change those.
Even if every snake you've come across for years and years has zigged and zigged and zigged, at some point or another, one of them is going to zag.
As can often be seen with tigers in the circus, I guess, is a pretty good example. One of them attacks.
Yeah, another excellent example of these animals taken out of their environment. And obviously they are. It's a matter of time until perhaps they follow their animal instincts. What would be, in your view, a better way of sort of repairing our relationship with wild animals, with our perceptions around animals?
Well, I think one of the biggest issues is just exposure to animals and nature in general. So many of us are now urbanites that we don't get out there, and we're not exposed to nature, we're not exposed to animals, we're not exposed to their behaviours. So our opinions of what it's like and what they can do are sort of skewed by what the media presents to us. So often we'll see these big horrific stories on the news of someone being eaten by a snake, and we'll think that that's a common occurrence, but actually it's extremely rare. You're much more likely to die from heart attacks or from a poor lifestyle choice than you are from any wild animal in Australia or anywhere in the world.
And just as a final point, bringing it back to something you mentioned earlier, do you think that would, you know, help us with our conservation efforts as well if people had that that increased understanding?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot harder to love something if you've never seen it. So I've spent thousands of hours out in the rainforest, and once you get out there and you see it regularly every day, you really become attached to it, and you get to see all the different flowers coming in and out of season and all the animals in their natural habitat. And it's a lot easier to be concerned and want to conserve that if you hear that area is going to be cleared if you've been exposed to it before.
Mm. Well, Mason, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time having a chat with us about this one this morning.
Well, no worries. Have a nice day.